Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Me Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It is a Wednesday. Crowder is going to join us a little bit late. He is in New Jersey doing some recording for The Pivot. And we've seen his setup. It's on a cardboard box. So I'm sure everything is going to go swimmingly when he joins us. But he will join us shortly as we work our way towards Monday night, which will be one of the biggest sporting events in South Florida in the longest. Crowder also out spending a lot of money. Bam Adebayo is a three-point machine. He had a guaranteed over last night. Bam's over was 14.5 heading into the game. Crowder heavied up on Bam. Bam delivered on the over in the first half. I think he may have hit it a second time in the fourth quarter alone. So nice game. Nice bounce back game by Bam Adebayo, who was facing a little bit of criticism after his 6-point output.
A little bit.
And the Heat needed to hold on and win last night because that would have been an epic collapse. They had, I don't know what the lead was at one point. It had to be 20, 25 points at one point. So real nice to see him hang on, get that dub, and be able to have a little bounce back game for Bam because he needed that in the biggest way. I don't know if that satiates people. I'm reading Ira and stuff, Barry Jackson. I mean, there are people calling for wholesale changes to be made for this roster. I don't know if one game placates people enough. Probably not, but we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
But you saw something yesterday. I'm not talking about Bam. I'm just saying in general, because what I've been looking for at some point this season was for Tyler, Norm, on the floor together, along with Bam, do something. The three of you. Have a good game. The three of you. Because to be a legit good team, your three best players have to be the three best players every night. Again, I'm not...
It's one game against Phoenix. Let's see what happens tomorrow against Boston.
I didn't want to come in here today, which is what I want to do and peacock a little bit. And you know, we'll have a little montage for Crowder a little bit later to poke some fun at him for some of the words he said about Bam. But overall, Hawk, like, you wanted to see something. You saw something. I think that's important.
Also important was the way that they collapsed again and the game was in danger. You hate seeing that.
For sure.
But they were able to hold on. So celebrate a Heat victory, and we'll move on from there. The NFL head coaching search and interview process, it seems to be heating up a little bit because you're getting more and more word now on people interviewing. The Dolphins have completed interviews with Kevin Stefanski and Clint Kubiak, from what I understand. And I think the Green Bay DC, Jeff Hafley, is supposed to be interviewing today. I don't know if he has already or not, but that was reported by one of the reporters. I know John Harbaugh is meeting with the Giants today. I don't know when or where he has the Dolphins on his schedule, or if, I guess I should say, he has the Dolphins on his schedule. I saw Armando Salguero tweet out, let's be real. Harbaugh, 99% isn't coming to the Dolphins. Tomlin, 100% isn't coming to the Dolphins. The Dolphins, Stephen Ross, have tried and failed with four first-time coaches since 2012. It's time for someone who knows the job rather than learning on the job. The Dolphins could do worse than a two-time coach of the year. And he's talking about Kevin Stefanski. Armando is saying, hey, enough with the cutesy interviews and, as Tobin would say, the shenanigans and the hoo-ha. Go get Kevin Stefanski. He's a proven head coach, not on the level of Harbaugh and Tomlin, but you're not getting them, according to Salguero. And everything we've read kind of leads us to believe that.
Yeah.
So he's like, go get Kevin Stefanski. The guy is a legitimate head coach. So stop doing the we hope this coordinator is the next great thing route. I'm kind of a subscriber to that. I'm not going to lie, only because of their track record.
Well, I just don't think there's any other options in terms of like the big hire.
Well,
there's other options of going the route that has led you astray already.
But that's what he's saying. That's what Armando's saying. Don't even go down that route. Don't go down the route of coordinators.
Yep.
Don't do it. You failed on that four times under Stephen Ross. So if you're not going to get Harbaugh and you're not going to get Tomlin, Kevin Stefanski is the easy choice.
Or Brian Flores.
Another failed head coach.
But here's the thing, Hawk. I'm trying to figure out, where am I going to put my chips in? Am I going to trust John Eric Sullivan, the new general manager?
Well, you better.
If I trust him, then should...
No. There's no if. You have to.
If we're putting all our trust in him, then...
It's not if. He was literally just hired as the new general manager. There's no if. All the trust is on now John Eric Sullivan.
Should Stephen Ross choose to trust John Eric Sullivan?
It's the dumbest statement. Of course he did. He just hired him for a multi-million dollar job.
As long as Stephen Ross doesn't doubt the guy he just hired.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Then shouldn't he trust any decision he makes in terms of selecting the next head coach? Because we're hearing a lot about Hafley, the Green Bay defensive coordinator. And clearly this guy's worked with a couple different people around the league. If you hire him, shouldn't you just trust his process?
Well, and, he's going and to.
I understand that. But Salguero's saying, don't you dare go down the path that has messed you up in the past. And by the way, I agree with that. I don't want the coordinator because of that. But with that being said... Let the guy you just hired make the best decision possible.
That's not up for debate.
Right,
John Eric Sullivan is going to make the decision who the new head coach is.
It is up for debate because what if Stephen Ross, one of the implications here was, hey, I'm going to hire you. With that being said, I don't want you to hire an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator for this position. I'd rather go with somebody like a Stefanski, Harbaugh, like somebody who is an established head coach in the league.
That you would hire someone who's on the same wavelength with you. So if you're interviewing candidates And one candidate says, I'm definitely going the coordinator route. And another candidate says,
not definitely, but he could be leaning one way, and Stephen Ross may tell him, no, I prefer to go this way instead.
You cannot hire someone to be the general manager of your organization and then undercut them on the first decision that they've been hired to make. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, welcome to the Miami Dolphins.
But what I'm telling you is whoever they hire is John Eric Sullivan's choice.
Right.
This isn't up to Stephen Ross at this point. Now, is it collaborative? I'm sure. But he interviewed a number of general manager candidates. So whoever was on the same wavelength with Stephen Ross is the guy now who's going to implement the collaborative plan that they've put together. We're going to find out if beforehand they had decided, yes, if we get rid of Mike McDaniel, it would only be for a head coach who has successful head coaching experience, or, hey, he's not the guy. Whoever you think is the next best head coach, we're down with. We're going to find out what the strategy was when they hire someone. They're not figuring out their strategy now. The strategy has been figured out. You don't hire someone for this job without understanding what they're going to do.
So you're all in on Stefanski. You're all in on...
I'm telling you that Armando Salguero is saying the Dolphins have struck out four times, and his suggestion is, if you're not going to get Tomlin or Harbaugh, which you're not, get a proven commodity.
And I'm saying, like, you're aligned with that statement.
No, I'm not necessarily aligned with it. It makes sense to me, but I'm not necessarily aligned with it because I'm watching what Ben Johnson is doing in Chicago. I watched what Mike McDaniel did for a couple of seasons with the Dolphins. I'm curious who the quarterback is going to be more than the head coach, to be quite honest, because I, in my opinion, that has a whole hell of a lot more to do with it. But I'm not sold on anything because I've seen it all work. You've seen both options work before. You haven't seen it work with the Dolphins. But you can extrapolate it further and say, well, it was working with Mike McDaniel. And if he had a quarterback better than Tua, say, for year three or year four, might it have worked? Might it have been an inspired coordinator hire that you look at and go, yeah, he was unique and he brought energy and we hadn't seen something like that? Again, the way Ben Johnson is doing it in Chicago. Chicago, they had the same, pretty much same roster with Matt Eberflus. Ben Johnson came in with a creative offense, and they're going to the next round of the playoffs.
To be fair, we have seen it work with Adam Gase in the first year, the same way it's working for Ben Johnson, only for all of it to come crashing down and burning in the most painful possible way. So for some reason, the Jets gave Adam Gase another chance after that. It also worked with Tony Sperano the first year as a coordinator, a little different circumstances.
But it always works for some people. At one point, Sean McVay was a coordinator. Yeah. And everybody at some point is an unknown commodity who becomes successful. But a lot of things have to go right over a long period of time. And Mike McDaniel, my guess is, would tell you everything was fine. I didn't have a mobile quarterback. It handcuffed me. And so I wonder, you know, somewhere else with a mobile quarterback. I mean, he's had a lot of interest. We'll find out. My guess is...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the next few days, because I think the Harbaugh chip will fall. I don't think anything gets done if they think there's a 1% chance they're getting John Harbaugh. I think if they think there's a 1% chance, they don't make any official decision, because that's something that you can determine beforehand, right? You go, listen, if John Harbaugh is available, that's who we go after. And it's almost like doing an NFL draft. Here's the number one target on our board. If he's available when we pick, we take him. If he's not, here's three choices that we can make. But if that guy's available, no brainer, we take him.
But even if you just feel like you're completely out of it, I understand what you're saying. If there's a chance, you pursue that
1% chance. 1% chance.
And I'm with you. But with that, you know, you look kind of at the situations. The reality is, like you open up this segment saying, the Dolphins' job, when you compare it to some of the other jobs,
not appealing.
Is not as appealing. Like
it's a
bad situation to be in, and there's a lot of examples of teams getting out of these bad situations quickly. Denver's the obvious one that everybody wants to point to, but you just have to kind of realize where you're starting from compared to where some of these other teams are starting from.
You don't have a lot of chips to play. Like, you don't have a lot of positives to play. You just don't. It's the reality of the situation. So a coach coming in may have to understand, listen, we're kind of in a punt formation for next season. But beyond that, we'll do anything you want. We're just strapped right now. Now, John Harbaugh may say to himself, yeah, I don't need to punt in my first season. Like, I'm going to leave Baltimore and I'm going to go have a successful chance.
Sure. Well, because I don't know if you watched any of the press conference from the Baltimore Ravens owner. Did you see any of that stuff? This guy's, he's a mob boss.
Yeah, he's great. He's got the shirt undone. He's got a look, man. He's been in the tanning bed.
I can tell just from watching some of the clips, Harbaugh wants to stick it to this guy. Oh, you think I was the problem?
Right.
You're going to go with Lamar? Okay. He wants to go win again, bro, like as quickly as possible. I don't think he can do it quickly in Miami.
I mean, if you look at all the openings and you compare the Giants to the Dolphins, the Ravens, obviously not a possibility for Harbaugh, but the Ravens to the Dolphins. Steelers, I don't know, because they have a very iffy quarterback situation as well. Tennessee, if you love Cam Ward. Like, there's spots where you go, I can compete next season. It's tough to look at the AFC East with what the Patriots and Drake May look like, with what Josh Allen and the Bills will always present. It's tough to look at that and say, you know what? I think with Quinn Ewers and Jordan Brooks, I can compete with that. And no cap. Like, tough spot. So you need somebody who really has a long vision for what they can bring to the organization, and it's not going to be a quick fix. Let's get headlines. We have a loaded potato for you today on this Wednesday. Finesse Mitchell is going to join us. Finesse Mitchell is a comedian, an actor, and played for the Hurricanes. We've had him on before on the show. He's fascinating. And normally on Wednesdays, Jim Larrañaga joins us, but he is unable today. He's going to join us tomorrow. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. And Zach Gelb, who always joins us on Wednesdays, usually in the 2 o'clock hour, but because he has a new shift and a new gig, he'll join us in the 4 o'clock hour today. So we have a loaded potato. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Wanted to bring this up to you because I know I'll forget later. There was a picture right now on ESPN. We're watching college football preview, and it was a picture of Mark Richt with Malachi Toney.
Yeah, it was cool
like,
as hell.
Like a decade ago.
Yeah.
That's effing awesome. You know, Mark Richt is one of those guys that did a lot for this program a couple years ago, and like the domino effect is there of like his impact to where the Canes are
he
now.
He really rejuvenated the program. As far as I'm concerned, he rejuvenated the program. He had them at number two in the nation. He had excitement about the program. It got dicey at the end, and then they wanted him to fire
his son.
But
he also stepped away at the right time. Like he
didn't
want
to fire his son.
Yeah. But he also, he could have said, I'm going to stick this out. He kind of stepped away at the right time.
Well, he didn't want to fire his son.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. Anyways, I know a lot of people have seen that picture, and they thought it was awesome. The Hurricanes are going to play on Monday in the college football national championship game against Indiana. As Hawk mentioned, the Miami Heat did win yesterday. They beat the Phoenix Suns. They get Boston tomorrow. No Davion at practice today, but he said he was all right, didn't need an MRI. Tyler Hero didn't practice for rest. He should be okay tomorrow. Jaime Nico did not practice either.
All right.
Got a little chippy yesterday in the game. You saw that?
I did.
Hurricanes. I know Coach L's not going to join us. Hurricanes men's basketball team beat Notre Dame yesterday. They've won, as Jimmy texted us, a lot of games in a row. And
10.
Thank you. And I know we mentioned it yesterday, but they're like legit.
They are 15-2 under Jay Lucas. That is the best start in Miami Hurricanes basketball history.
Crazy.
That's the best start in Hurricanes basketball history. They are 15-2 right now.
Did you see Bam passed Alonzo Mourning for second all-time?
So funny that it's a scoring number after the show that we did yesterday about him not being able to score.
It was almost like everybody forgot, too. The Heat posted it after the game. I don't think there was any mention of it on the broadcast.
I think you forget how long he's been.
9 years.
You're saying that they forgot that actual. Be number two, I guess. It's not worth it.
Passing Alonzo Mourning?
Yeah.
Second all time.
People forget how long he's been here.
Now he's got to double that and then do another 1,000 to pass Dwayne Wade.
Fair enough. I think he's got a shot.
All right. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is cloudy. It's going to get cold tonight, and then tomorrow night it's going to be in the 40s at around 8 to 9 p.m.
Like,
in the 40s.
It's going to drop precipitously, and then you are going to wake up Friday morning, and holy hell, it's going to be cold.
Freezing.
Cold.
It might snow.
They're saying possibility of snow in North Florida.
I'm betting it.
You're betting it?
I'm betting
you're
it. It's going to snow. Yeah, I'm betting it. It's going to snow.
All right. Anything else?
I think it'll snow in Miami, too.
It has before.
That's your weather.
All right. Finesse Mitchell is scheduled to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Sub in Chris Perkins here and juggle things a little bit for the remainder of the program. Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. He writes about the Miami Dolphins, and he is joining us now. Hello, Perk.
Gentlemen, how you doing? I'm a little bit encouraged by what the Dolphins are doing here.
Well, here's the thing. So we haven't spoken to you since Mike McDaniel was fired. And I'm wondering, if we reverse this a little bit, do you think it was Stephen Ross's intention when the season ended to fire him? Or do you think the combination of probably hearing he's not the guy from Troy Aikman and every GM candidate that they were interviewing, combined with Harbaugh shaking free, kind of pushed Stephen Ross into this decision to fire him?
I think it was the latter. And you know what? I'm kind of dumbfounded by this because, look, you fire Chris Greer on Halloween. Tua gets demoted, with three games left. If I'm Steve Ross, I'm parting with all three of them, with Greer, with McDaniel, and with Tua. And my mind was made up going into the finale against New England. When Mike McDaniel was on the job Monday, on Black Monday, doing the press conference with us, and then he further reveals that he's part of the decision to find the next GM to some extent, we don't know to what extent, but I was convinced Mike was staying, and I didn't like the decision, but I was convinced that he was staying. So the fact that he was fired on Thursday is just stunning, and it's borderline typical Dolphins buffoonery. I'm going to give Steve Ross the benefit of the doubt and just say he came to his senses, but I don't know how it got that far even. Like, how could he even consider bringing Mike McDaniel back?
Right. It was interesting the way that it all played out. I don't think that was his intention when the season ended. I don't think he intended to fire Mike McDaniel. When you came out, though, you said, I'm encouraged by the Dolphins. Why?
Well, I like what John Eric Sullivan, the new GM, is doing toward finding the new head coach. They've got, if I'm not mistaken, 7 of the 10 candidates have a defensive background. And I say candidates, I'm including Harbaugh, the people that they would like to interview. And Harbaugh has more of a special teams background, but defensive when he was a position coach. But my greater point is, a lot of these defensive coaches, I'm thinking, come with an aggressive attitude, an attacking attitude, a point of view of physicality, and that's not what we just saw with Mike McDaniel. I don't think they need to do 180 degrees and say, because Mike was speed and finesse, we need to go now with physicality and aggression. I think that this is an entire organizational attitude change that's needed, and it will be exemplified on the field by the coach and the style of play. But I just think the Dolphins kind of settled for participation trophies too much in the Greer, McDaniel, Tua administration or regime or whatever you want to call it era. I think a total cleansing is what's needed, and I think that that's what John Eric Sullivan is bringing and represents.
But if the Dolphins don't end up getting one of the head coaches that we've all kind of been looking at in terms of guys who have had success already at the position, Harbaugh's probably the most prominent, but Stefanski's another one. If they don't land one of those guys, Perk, is it a disappointment throughout this coaching cycle that they fell short of getting somebody, like you said, that can come in and immediately kind of change the culture because they've done it elsewhere?
Yeah, you know what, Solana, ideally I do want to see somebody who has experience. They haven't hired an experienced coach since Wanstead. I would like to have an experienced coach, but, you know, the guys with the best experience probably either don't want to come here or you don't want them, right? Harbaugh doesn't want to come here. He's won a Super Bowl. Tomlin doesn't want to come here. He's probably not even going to coach next year. Mike McCarthy wouldn't want to come here and rebuild. Do you want Arthur Smith? He's got head coaching experience, but eh. Cliff Kingsbury, he's been a head coach, but eh. And so, you know, of the guys that are on their list, look, I could see Anthony Campanelli bring some great energy and everything like that and some great attitude, the Jacksonville DC, who was the Dolphins' outside linebackers coach. I could see Kelvin Shepard bringing the same thing, except Kelvin Shepard is kind of like Campanelli. He's only been a coordinator 1 year. He took over for Aaron Glenn up there in Detroit. But I liked Kelvin Shepard when he was a linebacker here. There's a lot of guys that on that list that I like. But when you talk about hiring an experienced coach, it's a very short list. So with me, again, the bigger thing is attitude, mentality, bring some aggression, bring some physicality, no more participation trophies. It's more in attitude than experience or playing or you know, theory or style or, you know, philosophy or anything like that. Bring me that winning attitude in the organization and on the field.
Are you surprised at all by the amount of interest and interviews Mike McDaniel is getting around the league?
No, I'm not, because he's a bright young coach. I think Mike is a guy who I might have told you guys this before. I think he'll be better in his second job because he should hopefully realize some of the things that he did incorrectly as far as, you know, player entitlement or, you know, maybe relying too much on Tua and Tyreek and not enough on the run game, relying too much on speed and finesse. If Mike clears up some of those things, he can be a really, really good coach. I actually think that the best place for him right now is Detroit's offensive coordinator. Could you imagine him with Dan Campbell and Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Gibbs and Montgomery and Sewell, Sam LaPorta? I mean, my goodness. I mean, he would be – who is the other – Jameson Williams, right, on the other side? I mean, Mike could really do some damage with that offense. He resets a little bit, and then he gets a head coaching job in a year or two, maybe after winning the Super Bowl with that Detroit team.
Hey, Perk, just going back to the Dolphins really quickly, is it the least attractive job available right now in terms of head coaching vacancies? And look, I get the sell on lifestyle because, you know, we all enjoy it down here. But
yeah,
in terms of the contract situation, in terms of the cap situation, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like it's at the very bottom of the list of the open jobs right now in the NFL.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's no doubt about it, Solana. But look, you know, I'm chipping away at a column right now that kind of talks about, you know, to the next head coach, you might only have a 3-year window to win a playoff game. You know, there's a lot of big turnarounds that happen in the NFL in 3 years, right? Look at what happened in Jacksonville. Look at what happened in Chicago. Look at what happened in Detroit when Dan Campbell took over, right? If I'm not mistaken, in 2021, they were like 3-13, and then 2022, maybe 9-8, and then 2023, they go to the NFC Championship. So you're not looking at 4-year rebuilds now. You're looking at a couple of years. Get my team a winning record or get me to the playoffs in that third year, maybe you win a playoff game. So you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at here as far as the Dolphins and turning things around. Yes, it's not an attractive job, but turnarounds are happening pretty quick in this league. So, you know, you don't really get a long honeymoon.
Do you think Tua has played his final snap with the Dolphins?
Oh, definitely. I would hope so, right? Because, again, you're really, if you look at the big picture, look at how much you're breaking from that old era, right? No Greer, no McDaniel, no Marvin Allen, no Adam Ingroff in scouting, no Anthony Hunt in scouting. Like, you're making some pretty big departures. Tua needs to be part of that. McDaniel isn't here. You pretty much need to cut with the old. And speaking of that, I wonder if that's why Anthony Weaver has not gotten a job interview with the Dolphins, a head coaching job, I'd say, the head coach interview, because it's just very interesting that they're bringing in, like, so many defensive guys, two guys with Dolphins connections, right, Campanile and Patrick Graham, and they're not interviewing Anthony Weaver. I wonder if they really want to cut free from that Greer era. If you really do, Tua doesn't need to be around.
But even with that contract and the cap hit, like, you would just say, hey, we got to eat it. We have to move
100%.
On. Do you think he would have?
Did it. Look at them.
Do you think he would have interest?
Yeah.
Would he have interest around the league?
No, not as a starter. No. I don't think anybody is going to. Tua's got to go somewhere as a backup and then hope that the starter gets injured and he takes over the job and never lets it go. But definitely not this year. He's not going to any camp as a starter if the Dolphins release him.
Is he the best Dolphins quarterback now that, you know, it kind of feels like it's over? Is he still the best Dolphins quarterback since Dan Marino, Perk? I mean, I know I'm asking you.
Oh, no. I mean, look, I think Jay Fiedler was just as effective, although not nearly as talented. Ryan Tannehill, I mean, you know, look, all Tua did was run up some numbers against bad teams. He threw it to Tyreek, if we really want to get down to it, because what was he before Tyreek?
He's a cheetah merchant.
What was he after Tyreek?
Cheetah merchant.
Yeah, I'm just, look, Tua is a very talented quarterback. I think the Dolphins did him a disservice. I think they should have given him a better run game and a better defense and not put so much on his left arm. I think that's what Mike McDaniel needs to learn going into his next job. Spread it around a little bit. That's why I think Detroit would be good for him, right? Two running backs, a quarterback, right tackle, tight end, two receivers. Like, spread it around. I think Tyreek ultimately might think, this is my toy. I need to play with him as much as possible. Get him the ball. He's a threat to score every time. If they had this run game in 2023, they'd have been hard to stop.
So you think Tyreek has played his final snap with the Dolphins?
I do. He's another one that needs to go. Greer, McDaniel, Tua, Tyreek, clean sweep, be done with that era. The Weaver thing I wonder about that. But maybe that's part of breaking with that era. But, yeah, you don't need any remnants of that era anymore. You need a new way of thinking, a new way of playing, everything new. Break with the past.
So then we can write the postmortem on it then. The Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa era in Miami was what?
Oh, it was greatly disappointing. I mean, relative to expectations, they're at the same level as Philbin and Tannehill, aren't they? I mean, what?
I don't know. I feel like there was so much excitement year one and then year two even. I feel like,
yep.
I'm hesitating to call it a huge, like, that it didn't meet expectations, because I don't know what the expectations were. I kind of feel like it over-delivered the first couple of seasons.
Oh, Hawk, I got to tell you. Okay, here's how I look at it. So you're 9-8 first year, right? And you do that with Tua missing, what, five games? You get to the playoffs. You've got to exceed that in years 2, 3, and 4, right?
True.
And you never did, because at that point, it's about winning playoff games. It's not about having the number one offense or winning the division or winning 12 or 13 games. It's about winning playoff games and climbing that ladder. The frustration builds, as we see in Pittsburgh, as we see in Buffalo, as we see in Baltimore. The Dolphins never even got off to a start like that. So you've got to win playoff games after 2022, and they failed to do that.
It's more the Greer era, though, isn't it, Perk? I mean, I realize, look, Mike McDaniel gets hired. McDaniel and Tua are attached at the hip. Like, I get it. But really, what failed was the Greer rebuild more than anything. I think that, like, the way I'll remember this era of Dolphins football is less McDaniel Tua, even though they're an instrumental part, but more Chris Greer in 2018 was handed the keys, and what you got was McDaniel, Tua, and Greer all out at the very end of it.
You know, I kind of view the McDaniel Tua era was the highlight of the Greer era.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
And
yeah,
Greer,
sure.
And you know, Greer was almost, you know, he made the trades and all that, but I just think it was so much of McDaniel's brainchild, so much of his vision, his identity, his offense. Chris Greer, again, I just kind of consider him Instacart, you know, that Mike McDaniel made the shopping list and he gave it to Chris Greer and Chris Greer delivered the groceries. And so he was not a strong general manager. So I consider it Greer to a McDaniel era, or you could even say the McDaniel to a Tyreek era. However you want to slice it up, all four of those guys are involved, but I probably consider it more McDaniel to a Tyreek, because Greer was just, he was the GM, but he wasn't a strong GM.
Chris Perkins, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, the Sun Sentinel app. Follow Perk on social media as well. What do you think the timeline is? When do you think we'll hear something about a head coach?
Wow, I got to tell you guys this very quickly. I'm a little uncomfortable with 10 candidates and 7 people making the decision. That's just too much, right? I mean, like, who does that? Who does that?
Seems to be a big quorum there.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's probably just going to be a bunch of joy. I can just see so many meetings, right? It's getting so corporate. You have the 2:30 meeting and the 3:30 meeting and the 4:30 meeting to talk about the 3:30 meeting. And so, I just think it's a lot of gobbledygook. I think it's going to be bogged down, but I'm going to say by Senior Bowl, which is the game is January 31st. So to get there and be able to scout and all that, I would say maybe by January 27th.
Wow,
January
25th. Think another couple weeks we hear something?
At the longest,
it
yes,
better be by it better be by the Senior Bowl.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know what? I will say this, though. Alan Poupart of Miami Dolphins on SI.com pointed out to me on his podcast, the last two Dolphins coaches have been named in February, Mike McDaniel and Brian Flores.
Wow.
McDaniel had been to the championship game and Flo had been to the Super Bowl. So maybe that's bigger factors. But, yeah, it was February for the last two Poupart.
But McDaniel kind of just fell into their lap. Like, they had no other options. I mean, it was nobody else interviewed Mike McDaniel. He just he nailed. He crushed that interview with Stephen Ross, man. He crushed it.
Yep. He was kind of like being the workout fiend at the combine, right? Oh yeah.
Hey, Perk, stay warm. Starting Friday, it's gonna be very cold here in South Florida.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
Sure? It's gonna be in the 40s, maybe even the 30s. Are you gonna put the heat on in the house?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
The heat is gonna be on, but yeah. I'm not gonna be the guy who gets frostbite or something like that.
Yeah.
In Miami, because you were trying to be a hero.
Right.
Now, I will dress appropriately, but a little hot cocoa, a little Bailey's, a little peppermint. Yeah, I'll be good.
Right. Don't go out if you don't have to, though. Stay indoors.
Right. That's right. That's right. The frost warning, black ice, all that kind of stuff.
We'll see you, Perk.
All right, guys. See you.
There you go. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.